Good morning. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and it is an honor to worship with you today. Let's respond to the faithfulness of God together as we sing. And I don't know where you are, if you are in your house or in your office or in your car, but if you are in a place to where you are able to sing with me this morning. Let's respond together and worship the Lord together. But whatever you do, just set your minds and heart's attention upon the Lord and the promises that we find in Scripture and who He is and who He is constantly, continually making us to be, that He is continuing His work of sanctification in His people. Let's read through Philippians 1 this morning, verses 3 through 11. This is just Paul's encouragement to the church there in Philippi. This is also encouragement, great encouragement to us as well as we start out our day. In verse 3, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, He will continue this work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. For I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Verse 11 again says, may you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. I'm thankful this morning that the fruit of our salvation, this righteous character that he talks about, that this is not produced by us, it is not conjured up by us, there is no possible way that it can be, but that it only comes through Jesus in our lives. It only comes through the fruits of the Spirit, that as we abide in Jesus, that He makes those things come alive within us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. All of these things that are the fruits of the Spirit. That these are ours in ever-increasing measure as we abide in Jesus and as we respond to the Spirit's leading in our lives, as we respond to the voice of God that we find in the Holy Spirit, because He is constantly speaking to His people. He is constantly speaking. And so I pray that we would be sensitive to the Spirit's leading, that we would respond in obedience the moment that we hear His voice. It says that in John 10 that the sheep hear their master's voice. They recognize His voice. Do you recognize the voice of God in your life today? Do you recognize the voice of God? And if not, ask the Lord to make His voice abundantly clear in your life, because He is faithful always as we seek Him to speak in a way that we can understand. He doesn't speak in code. He doesn't speak in a cryptic language that we don't know, but He speaks clearly as we seek Him and as He gives us discerning hearts. He shows us the way to go. If you have decisions that you are battling with today, what direction that you need to go, seek out the Lord. The Spirit of God will give you direction. And maybe it's not a yes or no, but maybe it's a wait. Maybe He's telling you to wait on Him. But just know that God is always faithful. He is always working for your good. and for His glory. And so let's rejoice in the faithfulness of God as we worship today.
Promise maker, promise keeper, You finish what You begin.
Our provision
through the desert. You see it through till the end. Yeah. You see it through till the end.
The Lord our God.
The Lord our God is ever faithful, never changing through the ages. From this darkness You will lead us, and forever we will say, You're the Lord our God.
Silence
in the waiting, still we can know You are good.
All our plans
are for Your glory. Yes, we can know You are good. Just how much You've done, knowing every fear.
troubles on the way, but with joy our hearts can sing. Yes, our hearts can sing. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory, sure power us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once, no, we never walk alone.
Lord, we are reminded daily
Lord, of the ways that you have rescued us, of the ways that you have shown yourself faithful time and time again. Lord, as we look upon those times, Lord, it gives us faith for today. Lord, that as we look at our lives and your faithfulness, Lord, our faith is strengthened and built. Lord, and there is no doubt in our mind that you are working today. Lord, because you love your children. Lord, you provide for us. Lord, you show us the way to go. You show us your ways. Oh, Lord, how we want to know your ways. Lord, we respond to you today. Holy Spirit, speak into our hearts today. In Jesus' name.